Good morning. It is 7 a.m. on August 21st, 2023. This is Musing Moment number 3, and on my mind today is the work of telling a great story. As an artist, I think the biggest opportunity for you and for me is to learn how to tell our story, to reveal who we really are, the experiences we've gone through, the struggles that have defined us, and the awareness or confusion that's brought, the seeds of doubt that have settled in, the influences that directed our focus, the deeper restlessness that continues to go unresolved, and the parallels between what's true and what's been manufactured. It's not easy work, though. We speak, share, and build relationships from a carefully crafted collective of personas that we've spent years molding to be the perfect representation of who we think we need to be. And we move through these personas to accommodate our shifting environment. We are a chameleon of identities. And for a majority of people, you don't even know you're doing this. In fact, some of you might actually be thinking to yourself right now, in this very moment, just how crazy that sounds. And if you are, I have news for you. That voice is one of the many personas I'm speaking of. The work for you to do is to start to distinguish them. There's a great book from Jill Bolt Taylor called Whole Brain Living. It's a great place to begin that journey. These personas have defined the reason for our existence, and as we start to unravel them, we begin to see the false narrative we've been hiding behind. This is both liberating and terrifying. I remember when I took my first steps into the world of personal growth and development. In my case, the door I opened to better understand myself was through an organization by the name of Landmark. You might have heard stories, and like most stories, they are based on a single biased perspective. My coaching here, regardless of the direction you take into your personal development, is to just start. As they would say from the front of the stage, the work is done by the contender in the ring, not in the stands, observing the fight. That was 9 years ago, and when I met one of my first mentors. He was a man with a ridiculous enthusiasm for life. It triggered the creative explorer within me, who chartered a course to navigate my own unconscious world more deeply. It was my first adventure into truly getting to know myself. At the beginning, I was hopelessly idealistic of my newfound awareness and foolishly naive of the perceived ease of life this new reality would deliver. Sometimes I secretly revisit those ideals. This new awareness comes with moments where I do feel like it would be much easier to just abdicate my responsibilities as a free-thinking mind and be plugged back into the system. Shout out to Cypher, I get it. That steak looked great. But that too is just a story, one that is often published as a favorite rerun that one of my characters likes to play back for me often. 9 years seems like so long ago, but I digress. The point of this muse was to talk about how to tell a great story. But to complete this thought, I'm going to speak to what you don't need to tell a great story. And what tends to be the stuff that trips me up and leaves me feeling like I'm a clown dancing for dollars in the streets. As someone who's worked in marketing for 15 years, I might have recommended a few tools. I might have recommended some strategies or frameworks to help you through the process of building a brand. You will have heard me speak about the importance of capturing your vision for the future, developing your guiding document, creating a persona, or defining your values. And of course, the marketing industry will keep beating that drum, trying to convince you that you must first implement a suite of communication tactics before you can succeed. But none of this will work very well for you if you are trying to communicate your value as a creative. If you've not committed to better understanding yourself first, these tactics will always fall shy and will always leave you feeling like something is missing, because there is. There have been a great many people who I contribute to my own self-awareness journey to. The list is long and they are fantastic people to listen to. If you want to know my list, reach out and let me know. More recently, though, there are two voices that I just can't get out of my head. Jay Akunzo and Megan Mikado. There is a simplicity to their work, but it is far from simple. And I think that is the point and what the magic is of every person who invests time into their craft. There is a big difference between reach and what Jay calls resonance. And I resonate with that. If you've played the game of reach at any point in your career, you would have found yourself trying to rank first, be the loudest person in the room, be everywhere more often than your competitors so you can win the game. The broader marketing world will reinforce this, and it's where you must focus by providing the latest secret hack or script that will compel people to buy what you got. And that's fine, and it works, if all you're interested in doing is getting your widget into the hands of your audience before your competitors, that is a billion-dollar marketplace. This does not work if you're creating something from the heart that is being pulled from your personal experience and the vision of the future. And these are the most important elements to a great story. For me to craft a message that aligns with your lived experience and where through that narrative, you're left feeling seen and heard. So do you feel seen? Is what's being said speaking to your own lived experience? The work to do, your work to pursue, is to continue to invest into your craft, your body of work, and share your reasons for why you believe so strongly in what you're doing. This is the work that we're exploring, that I'm exploring. If you'd like to begin this process for yourself, take the deeper dive into this process for yourself, then I invite you to reach out to join us as we FAFO. We'd love to have you. Thanks for listening, and I will see you soon.